Handling this is all about expectations, habits, and attitude. The basic facts. That body you've got, it's going to change, and you're going to have to start taking care of it. Get ready for some changes. Your body is about to start growing and transforming big time. Or maybe this has already begun. All of it can feel awkward, uncomfortable, even gross. On the flip side, it's sort of awesome that you don't actually have to do anything. You can just sit back as your body transforms itself. But because it's all new and unfamiliar, you are guaranteed to have some questions about what's happening. Knowing the facts will help you take care of yourself better. It makes all of this changing seem less major. Let's tackle the biggest question right now, before this audiobook even really begins. What is puberty? It just means the process of growing and changing from a kid into an adult. Everybody goes through it, girls and guys. And every adult everywhere has gone through it, from parents to presidents, astronauts to athletes. So you are absolutely not alone in this. The puberty timeline. Puberty starts for most boys between the ages of 9 and 14. Puberty is finished when your body has reached its adult height, shape, and appearance. This usually means that you are in puberty throughout all of your teen years. The basic facts. You will grow taller, sprout hair, sweat more, develop muscles, see some changes in skin texture, see changes in hair, color, texture, amount, way more, get a deeper voice, see changes to your private parts, experience new emotions. All this stuff happens in a slightly different order for every guy. The unpredictability comes from the fact that these changes are caused by hormones, which are chemicals that your body produces to transform you, slowly, from a young boy into a man. This book is not a substitute for talking to your parents, your doctor, or other adults you trust. People whose job it is to take care of you. No question is too silly or too embarrassing to ask. Remember, the grown-ups in your life were once your age too, and have experience and wisdom to share with you. Good habits. This stuff works now and later. You'll use this advice forever, so you're welcome. The rules. Everything in this book that teaches you how to take care of yourself is as true for a kid as it is for an adult. Yep, that's right. The rules here apply to you, your parents, and your grandparents too. The info you will learn about nutrition and exercise and sleep and keeping clean is true for pretty much everyone. These are skills that you will use for the rest of your life. We all forget to do these things sometimes. That's not a huge deal. The most important thing is to get into healthy habits now so that you're in a good routine by the time your body has gone through these big changes. Besides, habits are a lot easier to remember than rules. Take all of this information and turn it into stuff you do automatically. Then you are set up for a healthy life. Here are the most important basics when it comes to taking care of your body. There's lots more info to come, but for those of you who like to think big, these are the five main ideas. 1. Pay attention. That means get better at listening to your body. Try to recognize feelings such as being thirsty or hungry or tired. Start thinking about how your moods and choices affect others. It's hard to make smart choices when you aren't recognizing what's going on with you in the first place. 2. Exercise and eat well. You've heard this 1,000 times, but eat healthy foods and get moving every day. Seriously, spending a little less time on screens and paying a little more attention to what you put into your mouth will probably make you feel amazing. 3. Ask questions. If you aren't sure about something, ask someone who knows. There's nothing wrong with not knowing. This is all new stuff. And if you have a question, you can bet someone else wonders the same thing too. Go to a person, though, a trusted adult, not a computer. You need good information, and random websites don't always provide that. 4. Sleep. Getting a good night's sleep every night might just be the most important health tip anyone will ever give you. 5. Keep clean. It keeps you healthy, and it makes you feel and smell better too. Besides, stink tends to drive people away.